Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am here with Alex and Tammy, Kalis, I guess I should say their late last name, yes. Alex and Tammy. And it's not Kalis. I've said 319 times. And Chris, who's not on the phone, you'll get to know who he is, pulled me aside very kindly, very lovingly, went, "Hey, man, it's Kalis, not Kalis." So Alex and Tammy Kalis, owners of Cleaning Fanatics. These guys, and they're this guy and gal, started in 1995, and I'm going to screw this up, but I think it's Wynedot, Michigan, AKA suburb of Detroit, which I can say. These guys and gals are a core values-based company, and I'm sure they're going to talk about like that. They love to serve their customers, their employees, each other, amazing human beings. They started kind of residential, commercial. They are now, I believe, completely commercial. They're in our next level program. They're kicking butt. And anytime I've got guys and gals like this that are just rocking it, I always want to bring them on the show, to get their story where they came from. So some of you guys are kind of still at the before part of your before and after picture can go, okay, I can do it. These guys I can do that. The transition, so we can kind of see what changed. And then I love celebrating our amazing clients that are kicking butt with the after, so they can proudly talk about what rock stars they are. Anything I missed in any of that, guys, gals, or is that a fair start to our party?
That's good. That's good. It's Wyandotte, but good. Very good.
All right. If I had to miss something, the pronunciation of that city would be the one thing I'd want to miss. So just a little background, which is part of what makes these guys my favorite, is if you notice any bit of a resemblance, there's a reason for that. Tammy is mom. Alex is son. Chris, who's not here, but a big part of the business and just a heck of a nice guy. But not that you guys aren't great, but I'm bummed we don't get Chris. He's dad. And Tammy and Chris have how many kids?
Seven.
I knew it was a lot, but I didn't want to guess because I'm like, I know it's more than five and less than 10, but other than that, it could be anywhere in there.
Right.
And how many are involved in the business? Is it just Alex?
It's just, well, no. All of them have worked with us except for one, my youngest. And I still have two other ones that are working with us.
Beautiful.
So three all together out of the seven, but he's partner.
But one that actually likes it.
No, yeah. Bingo.
So I love your story. Walk us through, because that is lots of people out there have excuses. Oh, I'm poor. My spouse doesn't support me, or my town sucks, or whatever. I think trying to grow a cleaning company with seven kids. That's a thing, right? That's not just something people do every day. So how did that feel kind of starting off? Like walk us through how you got in and kind of what the first bit was about.
Well, I'll start because it was me and my mom and I. I've always liked to clean, and hence the name Cleaning Fanatics. I drove Chris crazy cleaning. And I had two children, Alec and my next son, Ian. And I decided to start a business with my mom. And we started growing pretty good in houses. We were just doing houses. She left me, went down south to retire, and I continued to grow the business. And I hired a very dear friend of mine, and she started working with me. And I got to where we started growing our family again. And so as every time I got pregnant, Chris would give me my maternity leave. So five children more, and he's in the business completely. and so we were doing, like I said, houses to begin with. And then we started picking up some commercial, and we just kept growing, and we made it through some recessions and things like that. And we kept going. And then Alec, he worked with us. And he just kept seeing the vision, and we talked about it lots, and we kept saying only if we could do that, this and whatever. And we had a lot of ideas, but basically when we heard you on a podcast, I said, hey,
just super cool because so many people now are hearing us on a podcast. So your experience with that, you probably heard some, either myself or some guest, and you're like, I wonder who those crazy people are. And now you're the crazy people. Welcome.
Well, exactly. The thing is, I'm like, gosh, you know, that's like us. And I told Alec, you got to listen to this guy. And I guess he had listened to you at some point. And from there, he reached out to Lou.
No, Lou reached out to me.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, to make a long story short, Chris and I and Alec had been talking, and then from there we decided to join the team, the Grow My Cleaning. So we've been very happy because it made it for me. It has made me realize I'm not just a cleaner. We own a business, and that's huge because, you know, for many years, for 25 years, I would say, yeah, I'm a cleaner and almost be embarrassed when in fact we are business owners. Now, granted, I worked it up until 6 months ago.
Jeez.
And
when you say worked, now, you mean cleaning, right?
Yes.
And how many employees, how many employees did you have at that time when you were still cleaning?
Oh, just one other non-family.
So, by the way, we're recording this 2021. I think we started working together 2020. So 1995, yes. The first 5 years was kind of like either I got to clean or my husband's or and I got to clean or we got to create humans together that will clean for us. We could never like work out that.
Well, we were doing that. We were creating the humans.
Right. You were exactly. You're like, I'm sick of cleaning. I'm just going to keep making the, you know, I don't need this crap. I'll make other humans, make them work. So what was the big change for you that helped? And by the way, I'm going to tell you what I saw, then I want to get your feedback, and then I'll let you tell me what other perspective I'm missing. My favorite thing I've seen in the three of you guys, and I wish Chris was here because he's got such a great compliment. He rounds the two of you out nicely. The big change I've seen, I think is probably most stark in Chris, but I've seen it both in you guys, is when we first started working together, the belief that you guys had was very much like the customer's in charge. We need their money. We don't have the right to set our own standards for our life, right? If the customer wants us to work or do whatever or work for nothing or no money or have to beg for the money, whatever it is, we just have to take it. And now you guys are probably not just like, oh, we're over that and we're okay. I would say in our group, these guys are in our next level group, they're probably the strongest, certainly the top strongest, if not the strongest, in that belief of, No. We are very clear on the value that we bring. And we certainly want to partner. We still love serving, right? So I think that was a problem. Your love for service is good, but it would get warped into this love for getting taken advantage of, which really inhibits your ability to serve, right? Because if you have 7.5 clients beating the snot out of you, I guess you could kind of, that's not even service, right? If I'm constantly yelling at you and being unreasonable, how can you even serve? So you turn that love of service from this warped thing of, I guess we're all doormats to, well, walk us through that. Cause I really think there's lots of other, there is you, Tammy, in her car right now going, oh my gosh, this chick gets me. How did you make that change?
Well, you know, for me, I guess because I was in the field so much and I was always like nicknamed the eye. It was always me that would have to go take care of anything that, a customer might complain about that I wasn't on a job site that I wasn't on. And my biggest thing was, you know, if you guys all did walkthroughs the way I do, you know, it was me. And you really got to believe in the people you're working, that's working with you. I feel like we're working together, even though I'm not on the floor anymore. We're a team. And if they're taught correctly, and if they care, if they've got our core values, then they're going to do the job. Things happen sometimes, yes, but you don't have to make them feel like they don't know what they're doing.
Or just jump at it right away. You know, you have to let your employees do what they said they're going to do, you know, figure it out themselves. We can't constantly be babysitting them, you know. That's not what we're doing for hiring, you know. We're not hiring babies to babysit. We're hiring people to do the job, you know.
And it's crazy because some people would look at from the outside and go, oh, I see what you did. You had your old hiring funnel that was tedious and sucked and ineffective. And now you've got this new fancy hiring funnel and that's the magic. And it's like, sure, that helped. I'm sure it didn't hurt. But with that belief of Tammy the Eye, there's no one on the face of the earth that could ever do this possible, which kind of is an ego stroke, which is nice for the first 12 minutes, right? I'm the best. And if it's not me, no one can do it. Feels great until if it's not you, no one can do it. And then you've got to be out 24/7 catching them. So hopefully, Clean Nation, you're getting the systems and process they put in place are great, but with the belief, but they would have been, I don't want to say completely, largely worthless to at least Tammy and probably the whole team if she was unwilling to part with that belief of I'm the only one, I've got to clean, I'm magic, I've got magic Tammy dust that no one else has. And I think we're frozen.
Quick. I just was the one that was always said, well, you go on and take care of that. So I did, but I think that my son was huge guidance on trying to tell us it can't be us always on the floor. And then when we met you and your system and your team, which by the way, the whole entire team is amazing that we get to work with, has really helped us in our mindset.
I have to say this, that, you guys put it in a better package for a mindset for them to understand. Like I tried to explain to them, like we need to pull our, you know, not be on the business or in the business, but on the business. And they always wanted to be in the business, you know, working it and whatnot. And I always try to tell them we need to be on it, pulling ourselves off, because we're not making money being the ones cleaning the buildings. We would be making more money if we're out getting new clients, you know. And so that was a really hard transition for them to, and or hard mindset to change, that mindset.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to convey that to them either.
Well, and I want to encourage not just the listeners, but you guys, Alex, I don't think it wasn't that you weren't able to convey it. And I'm sure they got it in their brains. It's not like they're going, no, dummy, we're, you know, they got it. They weren't able to hear it. So for guys and gals out there, and this is very common with partners, whether it's parent, child, you know, or just, you know, married partners, or obviously just we're completely unrelated. We're just in this business together. Sometimes the same message heard from a different voice goes a long way. So it doesn't even have to be our coaching, but that is the value of a coach and a mentor is, I hate to say, Alex is like, oh, Mike, you just said it in such a clever way. No, I probably said the exact same way you did, but it's just someone, you know, sometimes you can't hear from your spouse or your kid, or or you hear it, you get it in your head, but it just doesn't translate. And then again, community is huge, right? Even me, if I was just in a vacuum, I don't know that we could have done it, but we have a team of people. And by the way, when we started this podcast with you guys, it was just Mike and the Mike Show. And just like, you know, Tammy was like, I got to clean. I'm like, I got to be the only one on the podcast. Now we have a lot more guests and a lot more of our team. Cause guess what? I hired people smarter than I am. Let them do their job. Right. So that community of, I need, so guys, gals, again, the moral of this story isn't, oh, you gotta sign up and buy Grow My Cleaning Company stuff. The moral is it's really hard to make changes like that completely internally with no outside force of community, of mentorship, of coaching, of somebody that's been through it and that can encourage you, because it's scary, right? It's easy to get it up here and then you try it and the fear takes over. Oh, Tammy, there, all your class customers are going to leave. The employees are going to suck, blah, blah, blah. So let's talk on the customer side, because I know you guys have done a better job on the culture about just attracting the right people. And we could do hours on that. But on the customers, when you first came, you were very fearful, I would say, is probably the best word I can come from my perspective. I'm open to your guys's. It may have felt differently or the same, but fear is probably the biggest thing I got with customers, and just like walking on eggshells, like they're kind of in charge and we'll ask if we can raise prices or maybe do this or maybe do that. Or, but if they don't like it, they might freak out and they're kind of in charge. And now I don't get that at all. You guys are oozing confidence of, hey, we have a really good service. We can only take so many people. If you're a good fit, we're happy to talk about that. And if you're not, we're just going to part friends here and we'll just move on with our lives. Like it's night and day. How's that felt from both of your perspectives?
Well, changing that attitude of allowing your client to like be your boss in a way, not that they're not, because you know, they're the one paying you, but having the posture though, of saying,
well, real quick, before even just they're your boss, like you're my client. I don't see you as my boss, and hopefully you don't see me as someone to crap on, but there's certainly a mutual respect, right? Like,
right.
I'm not just like, ah, these chumps, you know, I got their money. Ha ha ha. Like, it's not that. And you guys aren't like, hey, chippity chop, do my bidding. We see value in each other. Right. I really appreciate you as humans. I appreciate you in our community. If and when you leave our program, I'll be sad. Just as for me personally, like, I love these guys. I love hanging out with them.
Right.
So there can be a really healthy relationship that isn't boss, I don't know, client or boss, not bot, whatever, follower. I just want to encourage, there can be that mutual respect, but hopefully I know I always feel respected by you guys. You always have been appreciative of the work, and that makes me want to coach you at a higher level. So there's kind of that from, hey, we paid you money, shut up and sit down and do the work. And if I took your money, I'd do my best, but you're going to get a lot less value. The fact that you guys are like, hey, I appreciate the heck out of who you are, and to our team, we love serving you guys, and you get the best out of us. And I think your new clients have started to see that, right? They're like,
yeah, definitely.
We don't have to squish them or be in charge of them, but they're so appreciative. Well, I'll let you guys talk about it, but it's, I would disagree that you guys have a boss client relationship. I think,
well,
you,
I was talking about previous mindset.
Got it. Yeah. But currently,
previous mindset was that our client was our boss, but now it's based, everything's based off our core values, which makes the, if you're not a core values match for a relationship, then we can't, we just got to part ways and just be friends, I guess, if you want to, which we have done. And it, the posture and the confidence you gain from that, definitely your clients can see that. Even your existing clients start treating you differently because of the way you handle yourself and the way you base your business off of your core values. Especially the two new clients that we have that we've just acquired, which they don't even know what we used to act like before. It's really awesome because it's working and it runs so much smoother, and they're so much more friendlier and willing to work with you instead of like fight with you, kind of, in a way, you know, where it's this tug of war of like, I need you here, and well, we can only do so much for you. So it's a really nice transition of posture and mindset, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it seems like it's gone from confrontational to you sliding around to the same side of the table of them and go, hey, let's just see what the best way to solve your problem is. And if we're a good fit, we'll talk about that. And if we're not, we're just not going to make an offer. It'll be okay. Yeah. So Jackson, one of the guys that helps our clients with funnels, would kill me if I didn't have you guys tell the story of your two new clients. So walk us through, start at the beginning, because we don't want to start the good part where it's like, and everything came together and look at how we are. Start at the beginning when you're like, oh, it's going to cost money and I'm scared. Or just, right with the beginning of you when you started working with this kind of automated online funnel.
So about 3 months ago, we started working with Jackson. I would go on 3-4 times a day. I mean, a week.
we love you, but not that much, dude.
If slow I had your the roll. Opportunity, I would go on 3-4 times a day.
That's what I love about you guys.
But we started working on some Google ads together. And
you put in $100 and right away got a customer, right?
No.
What? Actually,
it was about 2 months that we put in about $500 a month. And then the third month we hit,
well, hold on before we get there. So month one and two, we invest about $1,000. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing not just the time with Jackson, but like there was time, right? Mm-hmm. You had to put in. And guys, gals, the reason I'm sharing this story is this is very, well, for commercial, these guys are only commercial now. Residential can go a little quicker, but for commercial, that's not uncommon. The uncommon part is people let Tracy, one of our coaches, calls it their monkey mind take charge. And they start believing a bunch of nonsense. It's not working. Nothing's going on. And the truth is I've spent $1,000. And as of today, I haven't gotten a client, but they don't look at the back in terms of when we started, I didn't know what terms to search for. We were paying a lot for clicks. We were getting the wrong traffic. It wasn't convert. They weren't even opting in. Nothing was happening. And what's happening is if you're doing it right, and this is where it gets a little frustrating if you're on your own, you don't have a baseline to tell you you're on the right track. If you're doing it right, you're getting data that you need. Your funnels are getting better. And even though a sale can take a minute, especially with commercial, because the buying thing's longer, so many people quit. So I just want to encourage, again, if you're not using the right, whether it's Google or for any paid traffic, wherever it's coming from, if you don't know how to convert, yeah, you got to be really careful and you could just be wasting money. But if you're following a system and you've got people that know what they're doing and a coach, it's really easy to give up and quit and get scared. We're out $1,000. We spent all this time and we just let our fears So where was that moment for you, and what made you go, forget it, we're going to keep going, and then we can kind of tell how it worked out?
Well, Jackson just kept saying, you know, patience is the biggest virtue of online marketing, especially for commercial, and you just have to be patient. He's always about organic instead of paid, which is good. I agree with him on that. I prefer organic.
Well, it's not well. Either or, it's both, right? They it's both have their strengths
right.
and
reasons, yeah. It is both. But so we were being patient, and then finally we got an email that came in asking for a 1 day a week clean.
And this is month three.
Yeah, right. This was month three. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. Yeah,
so we're already $1,000 in months one and two, probably looking at another $500 month three. Mm-hmm. And finally we get an email and it's like a day a week cleaning. What's that going to be? Yeah. $300 a month? Fantastic.
And actually it's about
that's how I would be. Cammy's like, no, I was happy. I would have been pissed, but this is why you're better people than me.
The crazy thing honestly was that I kind of just took it like, it was one of our yellow accounts, you know, yellow type of clients where it's something we would take, but it's not really something that we're looking for. Not like a green client.
Red, yellow, green. They weren't green. They weren't red. They were yellow.
Right. And so we took it. And then she, about a week later, said, hey.
When you took it, what for how much? Like
$500 a month.
So not a, for you guys, not a big account. I mean, we'll take
no,
it.
Nothing. No. And then she offered us two other buildings. And we went to go take a look on them, at them.
Wait a minute. You were first in Arizona when we got that.
At the next level, I didn't know that was that. So by the way, we do, for the next level, we do three live in, don't tell anyone about the COVID, you know, we hug and everything, no mask. We do jumping jacks. We do all sorts of ridiculous stuff and no COVID cases I'm aware of yet. So we'll see. Okay. So they were in feet, which is my favorite. So here's the two reasons I love these, right? Had they just said, oh, Alex had been beating the streets and Chris had been doing that and they'd all kind of been working their networks and something finally came out of it that they didn't know how to duplicate or do again. Good. Money's money. We'll take it. Right. But this wasn't that. This was them going, we're in Phoenix. And I remember it was such a great weekend. The weather is perfect. Everything is perfect. My wife and kid were playing by the pool. I'm teaching you guys. We all went out to, it was great. We had such a good time. And I remember them mentioning, oh, hey, our paid traffic. We finally got a little one there. I remember that. Yeah. I didn't know that was this. So continue.
Yeah. So we were in Arizona and we scheduled two.
Oh, and by the way, I got to brag on you. I'm going to interrupt. Every time I brag, I'll interrupt. It's most folks would have, you know, kind of a leadership team like this, especially with family, and they would send the delegate, right? Like, hey, Alex, the adults would be like, we're not leaving Alex. But although the weather was nice, so like, yeah, it's kind of cold in Detroit, but they send one, which is fine. I love these guys. This is one of the few times I've seen not all three of them. All three of them are like, I need this. I'm not willing to take just Tammy's version or Chris's version. I, as Alex or whomever, I need to take this firsthand. And even though it means getting on a plane, and Alex even brought his wife, which I thought was amazing because she's such a supportive sweetie. So just so you know, that's an indicator of people that are like, we are willing to invest in ourselves, right? Because, you know, obviously the event is part of their investment in the thing, which is we charge the same. It's not like there's extra. So they're like me, I'm cheap. I'd be like, wait a second. If I'm paying the same amount, I can bring my, you know, again, owners only, we don't let, you know, employees, but you know, I can bring my, all the owners for the say, yeah, you can. And they're like, but I still have to pay for hotel and flight and all that. Yeah. So I love that you guys invest time and money in yourselves and so many people. And it's not wrong. I'm not saying the people that do this are wrong, but I love you guys going, we all need it. Cause it sucks. Right. Then say Alex comes by himself. He's trying to go back and tell Chris and Tammy and they're trying to get it, but they weren't there and they don't get it. So that's a hallmark of winners to be like, yeah, we all need it. We're not going to just let it go. All right, continue.
So we emailed her back saying, yes, we'll take a look at the two new buildings once we get back into town. At the same time, though, we were in the midst of another bid as well that we did a virtual walkthrough and got the bid for our city hall. So there was two different bids that we got through the internet. And we got that one while we were in Arizona. We landed it and we started 2 weeks later.
Another $500 a month, Jobby?
No, that one's about $27,000 a year. No.
Now, all right, now we're cooking with a little bit of heat. So tell us what happened with the $500, the $5,000, $6,000 a year guy. How
the $500 person turned into a $90,000 a year account.
Yeah.
So where we started was we're in this thing, $1,000, maybe more, because I'm guessing, you know, every month you're can $1,000, $2,000, bunch of time and effort. And most importantly, kind of this, I put myself out there, look at me, fell for it again, spent a bunch of money, waste a bunch of time, nothing's happening, right? And 2-3 weeks later, now we're talking about a six-figure annual deal, and we're still in it. All of a sudden, that same $1,000 and the same 10, 20, 30 hours you put in, that all of a sudden that investment looks pretty damn good.
So, oh, it's good.
Yeah. And the cool thing is these are automated. This should keep coming. And again, there's a little bit of luck involved. Are they all going to be, you know, $5,000 deals that turn into 90? No. But does it happen periodically? Absolutely. Yeah. Are you going to get plenty of 20 and 30 and 40? Yeah, absolutely. Right. So it comes. So we're running way over on time, but give me this. A, what was the funnel? What was the, you know, how did, what is it that kind of got the accounts? And B, what advice do you have for folks that are like, I want that. I want to be able to, and by the way, ladies, gentlemen, when you're like, hey, I want that complimentary relationship that we're working together relationship, it really helps to have way more prospects than you have room to take them, right? It's much easier when we have hundreds of people wanting into our program. We'll take 10 or 20 in a month to go, hey, I don't think we're a fit. Let me point you in this way. Or if someone's trying to be bossy, like, you do this, and we go, oh yeah, that's not how we work. Right. So I love that you guys already, the cool thing is you did the hard part first, the mindset. And now that you've got all these leads, it just makes the mindset easier because you're like, oh, we can pick and choose. So walk us through, what was the big offer? Wrap this thing up for us.
The biggest offer was honestly the using the bullet points of their pain on the ad. And pretty much it was just a call to action ad, which was basically click the call button and they gave us a call, or they would go to our website, fill out the form, and the form, you know, they put their name, number, and email, and then I would respond either for the call if they wanted a call or just whatever they wrote in the email. And both of them came through. Well, one came from a call and one came from an email. So both funnels actually worked, both the email funnel and the call to action funnel. So that was what we used for the Google there.
Cool. And again, the magic, guys, gals, is not that, like, and that's a fine way to go. It's they understood their pain. They put it in front of where their customers would be, and they gave a clear call to action why their life would be better. And most importantly, they didn't let fear take over, right? And again, it's tough because if you're working on your own, maybe you aren't doing it right. But if you are following a proven system and you've got someone that knows what they're doing, and that really goes into making sure that you're working with people that you trust, and they go, I know it's scary. You got to keep going, and you keep going. That's it. And I just want to encourage you guys and gals that are kind of in that fear, the darkness before the light. I've got my ClickFunnels, whatever it is, $1 million club deal from a single funnel over there. Like, when it's scary and you're in it thousands of dollars and months and time, it's not like, well, hopefully I'll just get this $500 a month client and then we'll kind of be whole. Or even because, you know, if you just put in $1,500 after $500 a month, after 3, 4, 5 months, it'd be a winner. But right. I'm going to actually create a system that can be scalable, repeatable, dependable, that works over and over again. And holy crap, if and when you guys choose to sell your company, I promise you, when it's like, well, how do you grow? How'd you get where you're like, we don't know. We hustle and we call and we work real hard and people come in a lot, you know, all we're all completely referrals. And the guy's like, well, how do I grow that? And you go, well, we've got our Google AdWords account that looks like this. Here's how much we spend every month. Here's how many clients we've gotten. We've got our Facebook account. We've got our organic. Here's the 5 or 6 ways that we do client interaction. Here's how they all work. I don't say double the value of your company, but it has gone way up. And you've certainly doubled the sellability, right? Because you're going to be competing with some other chump that's like, I don't know, like I go to Rotary. I'm in the La Tip Club. What do you want from me? Whose books are a mess, right? So, all right. Guys, gals, you're amazing. I really appreciate you coming on. Cleaning Fanatics in outside of Detroit, Michigan. Tammy, Alex, mentioned but not appearing, Chris. Love having you in the program. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there.
Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.